Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, the Bert Show.
So Melissa and I are both playing injured this morning. Mm-hmm. I jacked up my knee playing soccer this weekend, and I'm fairly certain I tore my ACL. It my doctor's sucks. Not 100% sure because it's so swollen right now, he couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. He did some tests on it that indicate that it's not great. So mm-hmm. I'm going in for an MRI on Thursday.
And you're in so much pain you had to leave the show and go get some painkillers this morning.
I did. I'm pretty loopy right now.
Yeah, but does your knee feel better?
Yes.
Does it help like instantly?
No, it takes about 20 minutes to kick in.
No, but okay. I mean, once it kicks in, all the pain in your knee goes away or it just subsides a little bit?
It subsides, and I don't take a whole one. I take a half one. If okay. I took a whole okay. one, I'd probably feel great. But then you guys could have some real fun. And I don't feel like being that vulnerable with Jeff here.
Maybe we should all take them.
All of you guys take them? Oh, yeah, I'd love to see you on them.
We'll do the show.
So, yeah, I'm a little on the loopy side today. But, yeah, the pain is going away for sure. So I'll know Thursday what's going on with that. I'm just bummed out because, I mean, I'm in my 40s now, and I still want to be active. I'm playing soccer, and I've had the time of my life the last couple of weeks playing.
Aww.
And I'm coming to the realization that I can't keep up, man. Sucks. Like, what are you supposed to do?
That does suck.
And you had torn your other knee before, right?
Yeah, that was long time ago.
Mm.
That was
I just think
party related injury.
Yeah. Overcompensated yeah. for so long.
Maybe
you
that's
know?
It. I don't know. We'll find out more Thursday. And then Melissa's back, and she's been out for what, a week and a half now?
Yeah, and I seriously considered being out this week, but I thought, no, I'm going to tough it out. I got laryngitis a couple weeks ago, felt fine, no big deal, just lost my voice. But one of the things, for those who don't know, I'm a kidney transplant recipient, and I got my transplant in 2002. And one of the things with kidney transplants, or any transplants, is that we take medicines to suppress our immune system, because the idea is if our body recognized the foreign object, which is the transplanted organ, mm-hmm. then it would fight against it and try to reject it. So I have to be very careful about not getting sick. And so they tease me in here all the time because I take so many preventative measures and not getting sick that there have been times when everybody in the room has gotten sick and I have not gotten sick. This illness has probably been the worst I've had since my transplant, because it started as laryngitis, and then it kind of evolved into ear infection on both ears. I still can't hear out of one of them. I kind of can hear out of the other one. And if it doesn't clear up on its own, then I'm going to have a procedure in order to clear my ears out.
Is that why you only have one part of your headphones
yeah,
up your ears today?
The earphone thing, too, is because my... You know, the tubes running from my ears also are a little swollen, so the headphones kind of irritate them. So I'm just generally uncomfortable and have been so for... You know, going on 3 weeks now.
You got one of them pills,
just
Bert's
brutal.
On?
Yeah.
No, I had to get off those pills in order to come to work. I've been on narcotics all last week, and I didn't know where I was. I didn't know, I didn't know what day it was. I missed most of the Haitian coverage. I missed most of the Lane Kiffin coverage because I was so out of it.
Wow.
I just was so sick, and so I'm still sick. But one of the things that it brought up to me and Katie is, this is the first time she's seen me really sick since we dated.
Mm-hmm. And y'all been together 4 years?
We've been together 4 years now. And, one of the things for me that is always in the back of my mind is the fact that a kidney transplant is not a cure. It is a treatment for kidney disease. So the kidney, people ask me all the time about the kidney transplant. No, it is not permanent. yes, it could be gone any day. Anything could knock it out. And so as you just go in life knowing that, because I just feel like, well, without modern medicine, I would have died before I was 30.
If something were to happen to that kidney now,
mm-hmm.
does that get you higher on the transplant list? Or because you've had one already, does it or is it the same?
It's pretty much the same. I mean, I go in, you know, people, it's first come, first serve. So, you know, certainly the most ill will get, people want to save somebody's life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no,
so
I'd be on a waiting
list.
You
got to sort of always live with that in the back of your head.
Yeah. I'd go back on dialysis and I'd have to search for another organ. So, you know, it's my response because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And so, you know, you accept whatever happens. But you do, you know, my responsibility is to do my best to keep from being the contributor to it. You know, I take my medicines as I'm supposed to and I do the best I can not to get sick. And so anyway, in this case, I was really sick last week and I just was not feeling better. As you know, when you get really, really sick, the core of you is just so weak. So last week, one of the things that crossed my mind was, what if I don't get better? You know, what if I don't get well? Because the laryngitis turned into an ear infection, which turned into me being on the couch. I mean, literally, you know, Katie said when I'd fall asleep, I would just be constantly talking. I was so restless and so just uncomfortable. And, you know, and I just kept, and it just wasn't getting better. And I'm on, you know, antibiotics and I'm on steroids and I've got all these things going on because I can't take other medicines that might be more aggressive. And so, but it really brought home a fact that I've always known and I've never really let go of, but it's just like, what if this is it? What if this is the illness that's going to take me out? And, you know, because it can start as small as a cold or a flu. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, am I okay with that? Because, you know, you always have to kind of check yourself when you have a chronic or terminal illness. Like, you know what? I got to check myself. Am I cool? Have I done everything I want to do? Am I living the way I need to live? And for the most part, I have to confess that, yes, I felt like, you know what, I've been incredibly lucky, in my job, in my relationship. But I will say the one thing that kept coming up in my mind was children. That's the mm-hmm. one regret I had. That, you know, because I tease about how much Katie wants children, and of course she wants children, but, you know, not only the more I'm with her and see, you know, and consider it more and want it more. But I think that is one of the things that's what keeps coming up when I get this sick.
Is it the legacy? Is it the legacy part of it? Or is it the fact that you haven't had the experience of raising children yourself?
It's the legacy part. Legacy. I think more so than anything. Mm-hmm. I think that's
a very human quality.
Yeah.
That's very much a thing. I mean, I think that's sort of programmed in all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to leave a legacy.
Yeah. I just feel like the only, you know, because we're in a business that is, you know, is a popularity contest. I mean, we thrive, all of us in this room thrive on attention or we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, you know, and we, and those of us in this room have been very successful at making a name for ourselves in this community. And there are people that know us and there are people that love us just based on what we do. And that's fantastic. But
there's people that hate us based on what we do too.
True. But, but even the most passionate fans of the Burt Show in 100 years, nobody is going to be talking about us except for the people in our families. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, the fact that, you know, there are things, I mean, it's just the idea, like I was laying in my guest room one day, just changing positions in different rooms. And I was in my guest room one day.
House humping?
Yeah, right. Yeah, which, yeah, that's right. I really felt like doing that. Well, there's a library, and a third of my library is my father's books that he passed down to me. And I just thought, I'm collecting these books that I will never read simply because they were my father's.
Yeah.
They're anybody else's, I would have mm-hmm. given them away. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I mean, it's just those little things when it comes to family, and especially your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents, that it just, for me, I thought, you know what, if I had more time and I had a chance to do it, I would really make more of an effort to have children.
I have a friend that is fighting breast cancer right now, and she's been very, very candid in things that have been going on with her, mm-hmm. and she's lost her breast, and she's lost her ovaries also. And she said to me that the hardest thing of this whole thing hasn't been the fight against the cancer. It's been the fact that she knows now she's never going to have children.
Mm-hmm.
That's been way bigger fight for her than the actual mm-hmm. cancer.
Now, she can have children. I mean, because Katie and I, not only are we thinking about using our own eggs, we're seriously thinking about adoption. There's opportunities out there, you know, absolutely, to have children. It doesn't have to be a blood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just, you know, and it, that's obviously a selfish reason. I mean, I would do my best to be a mother. I think I'd be a better mother now that I'm older than I would have been when I was younger. That's just a personal thing. But yeah, I mean, I have to say that, you know, it just, it's not, I never have this feeling of why me, because I should be dead. You know, so I never really, truly ever think, why me? I don't think I'm unlucky. I don't think that, mm-hmm. you know, why do I have to worry about every flu season that comes around and every, you know, because I do. And I'm constantly worried about when people are sick around me and constantly, you know, it's just this one got me and it, you know, and it's still hanging on to me. So they're still in the back of my mind thinking, you know, until I'm completely well, mm-hmm. will I feel comfortable? Because I, you know, when you're sick and in battling this, you know, illness on any level, when you're a transplant recipient, you know, you always think, wait, I'm not out of the woods until I'm completely well.
Sure.
So.
Well, this changed the way that you guys are at home, because Katie had gotten really sick after the stress of the holidays right. and everything else. Like, we are y'all still in your room together, and like maybe next time you'll just separate rooms.
I found that both of us are a lot more conscious about that when we're outside the home. When you're at home, you're more comfortable.
Yeah.
I do think that Katie probably, you know, I can't speak for her. I'm assuming that in the back of her mind, she thinks, you know what, next time it's going to be different.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.